Yes, I can understand what is being said. Okay. I kind of left off on the question of whether any groups are receptive to you. So, the person who initially got me thinking in a selfless way is named Steve Tavlina. He has a blog. He's had it since about 2004. And I've been trying to remember various things he said and just basically seeing whether he would be receptive to your message, and I just don't think so, unfortunately. Okay, hold on. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, I haven't looked at his stuff much in a while, but my impression is that he might have sold out somewhat over the years. Like, he started out from the mindset that much of his information should be given away for free. He since has switched to having a paid online community. I think it's like $1,000 for a year. And he did that because he wants people who are more on board with him. And I can understand that. But, like, in one of the emails he sent out, you could tell that, you know, he's like trying to emotionally manipulate you a little bit into doing it. He doesn't make a huge push, but overall, I've just been trying to think whether that's someone who would listen, but my impression is no, unfortunately. Yeah.
Anyways, she became explain in my book quite a few things about him. I was still channeling very much so all of my superiors. And before getting into the mindset of like a quarterback where his earpiece is broken and he's taken on the whole thing by myself, I still wanted to help him. There wasn't anybody that was alive that I didn't want to help. You know, the way I heard everybody alive, I wanted to help in some way, even Joe Rogan at that time. I had thought about that, trying to get in touch with him and make him that kind of an interview possibility because of that type of a group. But if you look at what happened to him over the course of time, since maybe in becoming Christ, it's pretty obvious at this point that he is essentially bathing in his own shit. You know, he's had more or less everything stripped from him, including his right to free speech. So imagine what that feels like, you know, already being famous and rich, and then getting a $100 million contract, and now he goes home every night and he is subjected to all of these different entities that basically own him. And that needs to be the game plan for most of the Jewish ideology. You know, they'll sucker you in over time, telling you what they want you to hear, and then there a group out there that would be receptive to me? I would like to think that it's the Amish or the Mennonites. I would lean towards Mennonites because they're not so, you know, stuck up their own asses about mechanical energy and, you know, electricity and stuff like that. But they still have a base in Christian theology, which I can work way. I don't get mad at people in the moment. I definitely show frustration. Sadness comes across as anger. But that's not what it's based on. In reality, I'm just disappointed at the wasted potential. And that's really my only course of action, is to just walk away. And that's what I've been doing, you know. I feel bad for people when they have me in that position to do that to them with in the first place. But I can't, you know, I can't dictate the way everybody thinks. So there's no reason for me to try to fight it in the moment. All I know now is that I've reached a point to where I'm just allowing people's free will to dictate their own judgment. You know, whereas before I could really help. And, you know, I can still help. You know, I can help a lot of people get salvation, transcendence, enlightenment, which is all three of them are the same thing. I can help anybody get that. But they have to be humble, meek, and curious. It has to be that way. That's the only way that I can begin to build up structure where it'll actually last long enough to accept salvation when it comes to them. Because I can't guarantee that in this life, you know, this is hell. Most people here, at best, will have to come back and, you know, repay their debts, so to speak. That's really, you know, what it comes down to is, somebody or something out there, as far as a group is concerned, would like me to come and talk to them, it has to be on those terms. And I cannot guarantee those terms in any group setting right now, so that's where I'm at, you know. I'd rather just walk away. I'd rather save what little bit of ability my body has to deal with stress until I get this fucking grail built. As soon as I get the grail built, yeah, fucking do it. I'll take on anybody. Like, right now, I'm bound and fucking determined to get this thing done. And if that's not going to happen, you already know. I'm just going to go, you know, be with nature. That's the only place that makes sense to me. It's the only place where humanity's maker still makes sense. Because I can't find any group or human society, little township, city, country, fucking anything that will relinquish their pride and ego long enough to allow me to fix their foundation. Yeah. Make sense?
Yeah, I know. I just keep trying to think of any possibility, but it's like, it seems like there's always just some way that people fall short.
Selfishness runs itself through everything. You know, the road, what's that thing? The road to hell is paved with good intention. That's true. You know, I can't tell you how many dolled up fucking 80-year-olds I see waddling their old fucking asses into church after a life of, you know, basically being a whore. You know, coloring their hair, trying to
highest, like how people worship Jesus more easily after he died?
Well, no, see, Jesus was, when it comes to Jesus,
I mean, I know the worship is distorted, but still.
Okay.
Sorry. I was just saying, I know that the way people worship him is not necessarily how it should be, but it's basically like you don't know what you've got till it's gone. And after a person dies, it's just so much easier to praise them.
Yes and no. Like I said, when I do expire or go home, whichever one of those happens, it's been, I know you're asking the moment. If you're asking me, then I can tell you 100% of the time, even if I'm going home. If you ask me, most of the time, I think 99.9% of the time, I think I'm going to die, which is kind of why I look forward to it. But the thing is at the end of a Christ life as opposed to a Christ hopeful or some other form of divine being, when we die, it's dramatic. Immediately they're following. When I say dramatic, I mean everybody on our earth will physically feel it. They won't necessarily know what to do with that information, but they will definitely know that something is different. And in so doing, their fear will take over. And on a following my death, most of humanity will have the ability to research this kind of thing and figure it out on their own within a day or two kind of thing, you know. That said, will people be able to break their own egos and pride down to be able to even find that for themselves? That's an entirely different question or subject matter. But like I said, when it comes to the Christ,
You did. Oh, couple things. So yeah, I had the, on the one hand, some difficulty accepting your role, but my first conclusion was like, well, it seems like this guy is going to drop some major knowledge and then die. So on one hand, I was like, with that interpretation, I was able to accept you, but I could feel that it was also a sorrowful interpretation. Like, yeah, when I say it that way, it is easier to accept him, but that also just sounds shitty. Like, I guess I don't need to explain why, though.
Well, keep in mind the mental projection aspect, that's you looking at how you would be treating this if you were me. See, I'm looking at this from a much different perspective than anyone alive. You know, that's not an insult to you, that's not an insult to anyone else. That's just the way I've done it since I was a very, very small child, 4 years old. Having to be put to one of these decisions. And my entire career and everything I researched in life was about making life better for people, you know, 20,000 years from now. I don't give a shit about what's going on right now. That means I don't give a shit about myself either. You know, so if you're looking at it as though I'm trying to be sorrowful for myself or sorry for myself, that's just not the way it is.
Oh, no, I meant it's like a sorrowful fact, and I felt that.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. I feel like I'm not explaining things that clearly today. So, a question about Jesus. Is there a particular reason that he lived at the time he did?
Yes. That was, in that particular time frame, people all around the world, all the different races of the world, were coming to a very confusing aspect in their own self-realization. Started utilizing the imagery of what later got termed as God. That would be humanity's maker, the way I'm explaining it in modern English. The hierarchy by proxy, anything and everything that existed from the superior spiritual structure to any of the human forms of genetic mutation at that point, and started laying a lot of bullshit on them. And there was a lot of human sacrifice, a lot of children were getting murdered, tortured, because in the various different types of spiritual forms that were going on at that time, there was a lot of notions of this place, Earth, being about fighting each other. There was a lot of call to arms, I guess you could say. A lot of different warring factions going back and forth. And the minds of that time were equating that to spirituality at the same one of those kind of things where we are a warning system for humanity, more or less, while at the same time we're, you know, like a coach. Because afterlife we become like a lawyer. And, you know, humans better hope that we want to represent them because we're the only ones left that even give a shit. That's just the, that's the basic rundown, that's the most basic rundown that I can give you about the timing of that. It's not necessarily needed to be exactly 2,000 years. It had reached a point to where the silence and the uncertainty throughout all of humanity had brought this entire planet and species to a point to where the cataclysm, the amount of death that would have happened because of the cataclysm that's just on the horizon now would have happened before this point. Humanity would have destroyed itself before they even got to a point to where the planet could destroy them. You know, the silence would have just elevated back and forth. I mean, it would have just stacked right on top of each other until it looked like a huge sandwich, and before you knew it, you know, everybody would be hating each other. Jesus was essentially the one that had to calm people down and say, look, man, you gotta at least try to work together. You're not gonna get along with everybody, you know, you're not gonna be 100% successful all the time, but you have to at least try. And that was all that was really needed, I guess you could say, to take it at this point. But like I said, you know, humanity murdered him, so, you know, whether we do something or not, there's a huge portion of humanity that's going to have to fucking die anyway to survive, just for the species to survive. And you've done that to yourself. There's 8 billion people on the planet right now, you know? The only reason why
Okay. I did hear all of that. My phone is about to die. So I think I'm going to go inside and plug it in, and then maybe I'll call you back. Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, talk to you then.
All right, goodbye.